This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
You'll listen to this in real time on Juicy and Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Did you miss me? Come on, tell me the truth. You had to a little bit. Well, I miss you guys. I love, you know, when these stories pop up over the weekend and go into my mind. It's like, come on. I got other people know about it. But you probably already know about it. Anyway. Hey, some of you have asked me about the constitutional class, you know, constitutional coach, learning the Constitution, whatever you want to call it, class. Also, the current biblical citizen class that's taking place right now. And the easiest thing to do right now, just go over to Patriot Academy. You'll find them all there. ConstitutionalCoach.com, you can find it there as well. You don't want to miss any of these. You don't want to miss out on this information because really, seriously, people, it's something you can use every day in everyday life. Right? Because we're all hearing, whatever the terminology you want to use. Right? About this is constitutional, that's constitutional. You don't know. We don't know. I don't know. I need to be trained like everybody else. Yeah, I know. They're trying to fix it now. Some of you said, you'll see. But you do want to get involved. You do want to get engaged. You do want to make sure that you're informed, though, because I hate it when we do this to each other. You know, we get out there, we think we know what we're talking about. Then we find out we don't have a clue. That stinks, don't it? Seriously. It does to me, anyway. All right. There's so much from this weekend I want to hit on. I want to get to you. By the way, you have the wonderful, the only Kimberly Marin joining us right after the first break. And I do love the time she spends with us. I do love the time that she spends going through these. And she's right. I don't think some of you caught it last week when she said, yep, he never gives me a heads up. No, I don't. Part of the reason I don't give her a heads up is because things change so quickly. And I don't want anything stuck in her head or my head or what have you. You know what I mean? Some of the stories we do, some of you guys send me the stories during, yeah, I know, kind of crazy, but during the show, right? And that's okay. Because some of it I've already looked into, I already know about. Others I'm just finding out about, just like you do. Now, later on, you know, we're going to go, I've got some crazy, later on in the show, I'm going to play some clips of some really, they're not crazy. They're just brain dead Americans who think that they have a clue on history. They don't. And at least some will admit it. Yeah, I don't know. And it's real basic stuff. God bless. The one that got me, the reason I started watching the whole thing was there was two young ladies being interviewed. They had just graduated from a business college, and didn't really know how capitalism worked, and weren't afraid to admit to it. So they're business majors, they graduated, and had no clue on how capitalism works. What do you think? All right. Focus on the Family. I think it was Thursday or Friday. Twitter blocked Focus on the Family. And you're going to see more and more of this. See, this is some of you who don't want to seem to give up Twitter, don't want to seem to give up Facebook. I'm not staying there. You're going to be all alone. Two or three of you sent me an email like, I can't find you. Well, look, I left the Joe Messina Show Facebook page up. On it, it tells you where you can find us. Really simple. And the easiest thing to go to the website. You'll find all kinds of information there on how to find us, how to get a hold of us, that kind of thing. So Focus on the Family was slapped with a big tech censorship after the conservative organization questioned President Biden's transgender pick for assistant health secretary. Has anybody seen that person's picture? Now, again, I'm just going to say it again, and you can say what you want, you can do what you want to me, but this is what the Medical Association says, right? That gender dysphoria is truly a medical diagnosis. So why you would have trouble with that, I have no idea. That's all we're saying, what the medical community is saying. This person, at one point, looked like a five-year-old, and I'm talking about recently, running around with a dress on. Didn't even try the wig, had a balding head. And we're not supposed to say anything? And this is, check the funny thing about this. This is Biden's pick for an assistant health secretary. We were pointing people to an article we had done questioning Dr. Levine's qualifications. In that tweet, we mentioned that Dr. Levine is a biological male who is transgendered to female. Twitter says that's hate speech. So you can't even speak the truth. You can't even call it out for what it is. Do they want them to start calling them women? Yes, the woman that Biden chose. Well, that's not quite right either, is it? That's not truthful. That's not a statement of fact. You say the transgender female? I don't even know what you call them. No, seriously. It makes no sense because we were just simply trying to convey the facts of the story, just like you guys were doing. We're just trying to make a point of what we're driving. You know, when you think about it, you laid this out in plain, simple English. And they're dinging you for it? So now we don't know what we can say and can't say. So you know what I say? Say everything. Leave nothing to the imagination. Joe is here, your host. You'll be back. I'll be back in a few minutes. Hopefully you will, too. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count 10-ounce bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look. Some are complaining that the video is choppy and whatever. Here's the deal. We are, mostly a radio show, okay? So I'm doing the best we can. Apparently NSA is doing the best they can to keep us from getting the word out. And, we'll do the best we can overall. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on because I always have so much fun when she's on. Kimberly Ryan joins me. She does every week. You know, always got something going on, always something exciting going on in the news. Death and destruction continues because of Joe Blighted. I don't even have anything nice to call this man. Hi, Kimberly, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'd be better if somebody else was in office, but I'm good.
You know, people are going to be in for a world of hurt when they finally come to the realization of what the Biden administration is all about and what it's about to do to this country.
Well, I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff on, not that I believe it all, but some of the stuff on Facebook and other places where people have come out and said, oh, my God, I didn't know he was going to do this. I didn't know. I was thinking, were you in a coma? Are you for real? Well, I would have never voted for him if I knew this. Well,
duh.
How about you don't vote at all? How about we start off there? Right?
Well, he told people what he was going to do. He told them.
He did. And moreover, and over, and over.
Yep.
So I'll throw some stuff at you. Let's have some fun with this, because I know how much you love when I do this to you. Actually, I was teasing about it before. So Ted Cruz now, it seems, not that he's turned on the president, but he has basically said that, you know, President Trump hasn't, or his team, hasn't showed any proof of voter fraud. Okay? You know, even though he's been screaming it, nothing is there. And so he's questioning, you know, whether Trump had anything to begin with. And I'm sitting there scratching my head saying to myself, really? So with everything you've read on your own that has nothing to do with Trump and team, you found nothing to be of concern.
Huh.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you think, you heard that the Republican Party as a whole was not going to take a position if he runs again in 2024? They're going to stay neutral. Why would you make that comment now?
Yeah, that's really odd.
Isn't it? You know?
If he did run, it would just be a third party. If he didn't run as a Republican, he would run as a third party and the Democrats would just win. Again.
Yeah, I would. You know what I would do? Screw them up big time? I would run as a Republican. Think about it. Right? If you think about this, run as a Republican, put them on the spot, make them through the party speak to why they couldn't support Trump. Let them show their true colors.
Well, they did that in 2016. Not every Republican supported them. They didn't want him as the candidate. So we've already been there, done that. I don't think he should run it again. I think he should just, you know,
help somebody else?
Yeah.
Or back away. Some of our people think he should just ride off into the sunset. I don't think so. I think he did too much to rile up, to poke and prod our people to do something more than sit around and complain about the Democrats. Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. He can definitely help in some areas, but I don't think he should run again. I don't even want to deal with that.
But see, I think that's what their problem is. Their problem is that they know, the average Republicans know, that he will call those old-timers on the carpet. He will make them work for their position. Right now, they're really, you watch what happens. I want to see how many of these guys actually get up in the faces of others there, you know, Republicans getting up in the faces of other Republicans to talk about exactly what's going on and why they should be doing this. The only person in the Republican Party that is fighting anything that Biden is doing is the AG out of Texas. Well, why is that?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Why aren't others fighting the same things?
Go ahead.
When it came to Obamacare, there was a ton of Republican AGs who fought against that.
Yeah, I don't get this one. This one is beyond me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but do we want the fight? Maybe we don't want the fight. Maybe we don't want people, like, we're terrible people that we, you know, because we want to close the borders down and we're just nasty, terrible. And that's usually what it boils down to, is we're afraid of being perceived as nasty people.
Okay, no. Forget, never mind that. I mean, the Republicans were part of not keeping the border closed for years as well. It was under Reagan that he allowed amnesty based on Republicans and Democrats saying, yep, we'll build the wall and we'll do all this stuff if you grant amnesty. That was a huge mistake. Oh. They never did it.
No, no, and I was just talking about that the other night, how the Democrats do that on a regular basis, where they make a deal with the party in power, or they'll make a deal overall, and then what you find out is they never come through with their side of it. I would be sitting back twiddling my thumbs and saying, okay, I'm not doing this till you do this.
Right. I don't know why anybody ever trusts a Democrat. That's like the last person in the world you should ever trust is someone who's a Democrat or on the left.
Yeah, it is pretty sad that we get bitten on a regular basis. I don't know, what are we waiting? Are we waiting for them to have a come-to-Jesus moment?
They'll never have that. Never.
Well, no.
Only individuals do. Individuals do on individual, you know, realize how whack the Democrat Party is and how extreme far left they are and how much they hate this country. Those individuals have a come-to-Jesus moment. And you see them, walk away movement, all kinds of other places. You read stories about that kind of stuff all the time.
Yep. The hate, I mean, we knew that they hated Trump. We knew they hated us, for all intents and purposes. But the hate that you see still coming off these people, they are so afraid that if they don't impeach him, he's going to run again. And then I think they're more afraid of that than an asteroid hitting the planet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They don't care. They don't. What they really hate are we the people, Joe. It's not just us. They hate all the little we the people. And you can tell that by their policies, by all the things that Biden's been doing to screw all we the people over. Because he's not just screwing over Republicans or conservatives. Biden is screwing over every American.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he doesn't. Please. He doesn't care. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran will be with us on the other side of the break. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now. When you text the word NOW to 48542, get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542, and don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of 10 Republican senators sat down with President Biden at the White House Monday evening to begin negotiations over a COVID relief package. During the two-hour session, the senators laid out their $618 billion counterproposal to the president's $1.9 trillion relief package. The group's leader, Maine Senator Susan Collins, told reporters while they didn't reach a deal, both sides agreed to continue talks in order to find common ground to provide some form of help for the American people.
All of us are concerned about struggling families, teetering small businesses, an overwhelmed health care system, getting vaccines out and into people's arms, and strengthening our economy and addressing the public health crisis that we face.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GEO, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. We don't send out a crazy amount of emails. Make sure to keep you informed and you have an idea of who's coming up. But let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week kind of give us a New England not a right, not a left, but a New England perspective on politics, which really, truly, is a lot different than the rest of the country. I think it is, anyway.
That's for sure.
Yeah. we were talking at a break. What was I going to tell? Oh, I know what it was. All right. So, I want you, we constantly talk about how, there's two, three, four, five, six different legal systems, has to be. Nancy Pelosi says there's nobody above the law. Well, unless you're a hardcore lefty and happen to be the attorney for the FBI that, falsified the information on the email, right? And
yep.
What do you get? What do you get? He got a suspended sentence, but it was like 2 months, right?
He got nothing. He got probation, and he didn't even get disbarred.
No. And a $100 fine.
Yeah. You right? And I would have been in prison. I don't understand how people don't see this and understand how badly the political class is just totally above we the people. It really is.
Yeah.
We do have a class system in this country, the political class and then us.
Our Speaker of the House has, a $10,000 refrigerator with $200 a pound ice cream or something like that, or $200 a gallon or whatever it is. But but the rest of us, we're in a lot of trouble. No, you look at stuff like this, and then they wonder why the right gets so upset and indignant on this stuff, because there is no level playing field. And that's why I kept saying, we've got to stop playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. I'm not saying we become violent, but I mean, seriously, we have to push back as hard as we can. We have to scream from the highest mountains and not let it go. But we do. We go off. You know, we give up so easily. I think we do. That's just me.
What I found is using the less known tactics to push legislation or whatnot, but using the truth and facts really works well.
Right.
You know, like women's rights and all that kind of stuff. But then using facts on top of it, I mean, what are they going to say? They can't really say anything. Well, it is a women's rights issue, you know.
Yep.
Like when it comes to fire, you know, the Second Amendment, whatever. And that tends to work because people are such emotional tools that that's how you get to them. That's how you get people to understand. And I get it. You know, that's everything's about that now, right? Television, even commercials. But the less
it is, it's all about emotions. They're going to call us racist, but you brought up commercials. I started noticing when all this crap was hitting the fan, all of a sudden every commercial had a black couple or a black person or whatever in it. And then it went from that to biracial couples, right? And now I even see more gay and lesbian couples. And again, not that there's anything wrong with having a biracial whatever, but what happened? Did the marketing people all of a sudden become woke out of nowhere?
I doubt it. And who are they marketing to when that's, 13% of the population?
Yeah, well, exactly. And they can target certain areas. There are ways to do this that absolutely totally make sense. But the other thing goes back to, again, it's just like the Me Too movement. Remember that? When all of a sudden somebody was caught, it was, oh, my God, this is terrible. This is going on, and it has to stop. It has to stop. And what happened? Is it still around? It's, like, gone now, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Remember with Tara Reid, they totally disappeared.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what happened. I hope she's okay. I wonder what happened to her. Because, you know, we couldn't hear her, right? I mean, it's too close to the election. It would have swayed. It was wrong. We have no proof. We don't know if she's telling the truth. But Australian TV, they did several segments with her. I don't know if you knew that.
I remember seeing something about it. Yes.
Yeah. They seem to have no problem playing anything, those people. You know?
I'm surprised because they have a hardcore left-wing government, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right there. And then, you know, as far as Twitter and Facebook, I don't know where you are with some of the social media stuff, but the more and more I see what's going on, I feel sometimes like we're all lambs being led to the slaughter because I can't get people, you know, off of Facebook, right, off of Twitter, and if that's the place you're getting information, then it's being squelched. I mean, a group, I was just talking about them, who the heck were they?
Family.
Yeah, I do this to myself all the time. I shouldn't close these before I'm done with them. Focus on the family. They were removed from Twitter. And basically the bottom line with it is they're simply reporting on stories that are going on. Right? The assistant, what is it, Health and Human Services Secretary, that looks like that dresses like a 5-year-old little girl. And we're supposed to believe that this is, what's that?
That doesn't believe in science, clearly.
No. Science only applies when they want it to. What's wrong with you?
I went off a couple weeks ago. I thought I was going to get banned from Twitter. I'm like, well, I'm probably going to get banned for sticking up for my rights as a woman, but whatever. Didn't.
No, that's the other thing that's, you know, front and center. But he's not listening. He's not even, what was he, threw a reporter out for asking him questions about the executive orders? I mean, this is, if you people want to see what a dictatorship is about, just sit back and watch. And I kept telling you, long before you voted for Biden, if you really want to see what this country would look like under total Democrat rule, look at California. Look at the mess we're in.
Venezuela, it only took 16 years to become the total crap hole that it is now.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was a very wealthy country.
Extremely. Extremely, no issue.
There is no middle class there now.
So I think you heard that California, since the numbers are closing in on recalling Newsom, all of a sudden it seems like that COVID is not such a big problem anymore. And he is backing off the restrictions that are statewide. The problem is what he played a little weasel move, okay? And he's got a color chart for the state, as you know, the outbreak and how it's moving and that kind of stuff. So he has pulled the restrictions in a lot of areas, including outside dining, and he has left it up to the counties because, you know, COVID moves differently in different counties, apparently. So, no, this gets even better because I know people usually don't follow the California stuff to this detail. So in Los Angeles County, the person who looks like she's dying, she's the head of the Health and Human Services in L.A., and she really does look dead. She comes out and, oh, you got to see a picture of her. She, I'm not going to say it. You have to look at her. So she comes out and she says, okay, we're going to let you eat outside. We're going to allow outside dining. Here's the deal. No more than six people to a table. And if you have six people at the table, they all have to be family members. Okay? So what are you going to ID everybody? That's number one.
Right.
Number two is you still have to maintain the 25%, you know, fill rate or whatever it is. And if you have televisions, they can't be on. Because I guess somehow the TV excites the COVID virus, and it runs rampant at that point. You want to talk about just random reasons not to open or to put these things on people? I'm just lost.
When are people going to realize we are all being played for fools? There's, I don't know if you caught a glimpse of Tucker tonight, but I just caught a glimpse of it. And there's people doing research on who was involved with understanding. Let's talk about it.
Yes. Don't forget. Let's do that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, How can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Couple of nitwits.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. You can head up to the website to get more information about the show and who our guests are and that kind of thing. Right now, Kimberly Roy joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time and kicking the week off. And Kimberly is home nice and cozy because they're expecting like 243 feet of snow or something. If you listen to the local, what do they call the weather? Well, the weather people.
Weather people, they drive me insane. Like, it's the end of the world. It's Snowmageddon. Shut up. It's New England. We get this every year.
I know, right? All right. And they show you pictures of the streets with, you know, the snow plows going and there's still snow on the sidewalks. You're going, yeah? It's been like that since the 70s. Where's this big weather change we're talking about?
You know? I know. Like, this is nothing new. We all know how to handle it here in New England, and the people who don't are people who are just morons to begin with.
I know. It's just, it never ends. And not only does it end, it never ceases to amaze me. Anyhow, all right. So, you were talking about, now this was on Tucker, so it wasn't like it was on some, like, obscure Onion website. And Tucker was talking about how the, you know, in looking in it, they're getting more and more information, and they knew that this virus, or there was some research going on this virus going from animals to humans. Explain, please.
So, yeah, so this was known research, and the first ones of these, of this actual case, very similar, was a lot years ago. This wasn't something new. So that's why people are questioning whether or not it did actually come from the lab, because it wasn't, it was something that only happened once years ago. They discovered it, but this is exactly similar to the same virus. But on top of that, were we giving money not only to that lab, but were we also doing those same kind of tests here or with other companies, and Fauci being a part of it?
Yeah, well, I don't doubt that he would be part of any of this stuff. I mean, seriously.
No, creepy as heck. And, you know, all the years, he tried to find an AIDS virus. He never found it. AIDS vaccination, sorry. He never did find one.
Right.
All these years, and he took billions of dollars, billions, probably way more than that, even billions at this point, diverted them from cancer research and put them into finding an AIDS vaccination, which he could never find. Luckily, in the meantime, places found stuff to make it so AIDS, you could live with it, and, you know, it's not a death sentence necessarily, but...
Right.
Fauci's part of this somehow, which is why he probably said, oh, no, we don't need to worry about it in December. If you recall.
Yep.
Now he's telling people to wear two masks.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
Rotate.
But the thing I thought was interesting, you know, this morning as I was getting dressed to go somewhere, there was a, it wasn't my normal station I listened to, and it wasn't a totally foo-foo station, but they had people on there that were, you know, in the medical field and talking about the mask and talking about what's going on in there. And they're talking about how, first of all, none of the three current vaccines will actually do anything for the variants. Nothing. And they just said that. So then one of them requires two shots, right? So when you get the first shot, you're 50% safe. If you would get the second shot, it gets you up to in the high 90s. However, it doesn't really necessarily keep you from getting it, the guy said. It keeps you from transmitting it. But if you have it, and you sneeze, are you saying it doesn't get transmitted? And he went on to say, which is why you still need to wear a mask, should use a face shield. I'm thinking, wait a minute. I've got to go get this shot that was rushed to market so that I can do exactly the same stuff I was doing before, afterward? No, I don't think so.
Right? Yep. Here's a finger for you, buddy. I'm telling you. Look how long they have been able to control people and do all the stuff they've done to this country. And all the destruction they've waged on this country based on their BS science. It's going to be cold. I'm telling you, I said it before. These COVID cultists are going to take place of the global warming cultists.
Yep.
That's what's happening. All this research that was before about masks not protecting against anything like this, that suddenly is disappearing. Oh, it suddenly changed? No, it didn't change. They just realized they can control a bunch of Karens and who would turn into natural brown shirts. Because that's what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
People, turning in restaurants, complaining. Oh, my God, I went to this grocery store and thought everybody was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Their medical condition is none of your business, Karen. Take a seat.
Yeah, I think this is amazing to me. Again, we have, when you see all the stuff that people are buying into and all the craziest, not just crazy numbers, but crazy reasons. It's like, you know, you're better off wearing two masks. Why? If the mask is so great and works so well, you mean to tell me they don't make a mask that, and somebody asked that question, so they don't make a mask that won't handle this? And somebody said, well, if you notice, when doctors go into the operating room, they have this kind of mask, or that kind of mask, and a face shield on. You're going, yes, because first and foremost, if they have a dangerous disease, they don't want the blood spattering on their faces. Let's start off there, number one. Number two is, when you have a chest cavity open like that, you know, you do an open heart surgery, you don't want anything from your body, a hair, a drop of sweat, anything going into that chest cavity. So let's use things, let's use our brains. That's number one. Number two is, my understanding, and I don't know what the number is, but they pump in a higher level of oxygen to those rooms. Do they not?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
That's it.
They do. They pump in a higher percent of oxygen into operating rooms. Now, I'm not a genius. I don't know that because I'm so smart and read it somewhere, but I actually was listening to a doctor go through the reasons why they do what they do.
Huh.
And one doctor was stating that, you know, they, if you'll notice that when they walk out of the room, especially doing, you know, surgery or something like that on a diseased person especially, they never reuse anything. They directly go into a hazmat bucket.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a big difference. That's a little bit different than telling Typhoid Timmy, who's 3 years old, that he has to wear a mask. You know? It's disgusting. I saw a toddler in a mask recently, and I was just like, oh, my God, what's wrong with his parents?
I know it's not funny, but it's scary when you see people alone in a car with that mask on. Now, we were making fun of them at first, but...
No.
I'm sitting here thinking to myself... What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's real. These people have been fear-mongered into being completely, unreasonably anxious and terrified that they're going to get COVID and die. The media has done this to them. The government has done this to them. This is it's harming these people in other ways that they are so terrified of this that they go to extreme levels.
Right.
That's going to hurt them worse than the COVID will.
Oh, I agree with you. No question about it. You know, but again, it's coming back to we have to be vigilant to lay it out for people to constantly poke at it to. We need to be that irritant that the left has become. That's why I always say, you know, we're sitting there playing nice, and I still don't know why. I don't know why we're playing nice. We should be playing like they do.
I don't play nice. I play just like they do. You should see some of the stuff I say to Biden and whatever.
Is your house, you got bail money, like, you know, cash hanging out at the house in just in case?
I got lots of people who are willing to bail me out because they know I say stuff they want to say and they don't say it.
Yeah, it is. And then, I don't know. I really getting irritated with our people. And please don't take this the wrong way if you're listening and you're one of those people that has left me a message. Stop whining about the state we're in and come up with a plan to change it. Now, I know everybody says, you know, I don't think we can. I don't think this. I don't think that. Well, then stop thinking. Take back your local school boards. Take back your water board. Take back your city councils. You know, they're going after school boards across the country for a reason. Because they know if they can change curriculum and they can get your kids. Hitler knew this, right? Marx knew this. All the great dictators of the century knew if they got your kids, they had the country, right?
Well, and look at... Hitler's little brown shirts running around, getting up in people's face that have nothing to do with you. It's no different. Yep. Look at all the things that the left has done over the years, including that with help from some Republicans, because they're such wusses.
Yep.
Just look at, I don't have to tell you, look at the curriculum in your school. What, all of a sudden, for years, this country had been uniting, we had been good race relations, and then Obama gets in office, and suddenly we're the most divided we've been in years.
Yep, and it's about ready to happen all over again. Hey, tell people where they can find you. Well, that was hard. All right, Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins us in the next hour. Don't go far. You'll miss it. We'll be right back.